Harper Audio presents The Happiness Track, How to Apply the Science of Happiness to Accelerate Your Success by Emma Seppala, performed by Nan McNamara. Introduction. Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. Maya Angelou. One summer, when I was in college, I interned for a major international newspaper in Paris, France. As the only intern there, I was very busy. From 2 to 11 p.m., I ran between the second floor and the basement, delivering messages and documents. I interacted with nearly everyone, from the top editors to the printing staff. The second floor housed a handful of executives in their windowed offices and a large number of American writers and editors who sat bent over computers in cubicles. In the basement were the blue-collar French press workers who printed the newspapers. The difference in atmosphere between the second floor and the basement was striking. On the second floor, you could feel the tension in the air. The floor was quiet, except for the sounds of typing and printing. The editors, most of them overweight with dark circles under their eyes, were huddled over their screens, keeping to themselves and eating pizza at their desks. But in the basement, the mood was downright festive. French wine, cheese, and bread were all laid out on a huge table. The printing staff laughed and joked. The atmosphere was vibrant. Whereas on the second floor, no one talked to me unless they needed something, I was always loudly welcomed when I went into the printing room. Soon, I found myself wishing for more reasons to join that joyful atmosphere. Working at the newspaper, going back and forth between these two groups, got me thinking. Here was a team of people, editors, writers, and press workers, working through the night to finish and distribute a newspaper by dawn. Yes, it's true that the two groups performed different tasks and came from different cultures, but they were both working to meet the same urgent deadline. One mistake from either group and the paper missed its morning delivery. Night after night, despite the challenges, both groups successfully completed their jobs. Yet they went about it in opposite ways. One group was stressed, burned out, and unhealthy-looking. The other, happy, energetic, and thriving. I believe most of us want to be like the French press workers. We want to do a good job, and we want to enjoy doing it. Everyone wants to be successful and happy. And yet achieving these two goals has never been more elusive. Because of advances in technology, the pace of our lives is reaching overwhelming levels. Whether you're a CEO or a freelance art designer, you probably find yourself running from deadline to deadline, checking your mobile device for the latest email or text, updating your social media status, and reading up on the latest blog or news, all while planning the dinner menu, navigating traffic, and anticipating an upcoming conference call. Projects need to be completed faster and faster. With data and information readily available online, research needs to be in-depth and rigorous. Customers need better service faster, not to mention cheaper. Your boss and colleagues expect immediate responses to their messages and requests. To keep up with the demands of life, you probably sleep with your phone next to your bed, and more often than not, check email first thing in the morning and just before going to bed. You also connect with your friends via social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn, responding to incoming notifications, to that must-watch video someone sent you, and to the implicit obligation to post updates and photos to stay in touch with the world. Meanwhile, email and message inboxes fill up no matter how long or hard you work to stay on top of them. Your weekdays are an endless race to complete the never-ending to-do list before you collapse into bed exhausted, getting to sleep at a much later hour than your body would like. Your weekends aren't much better. They are like...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?